Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Bottoms up and L's down.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
I've been a season ticket holder at UK for 26 years.
And James Strebel.
Those are inflated fake numbers because you played bums all season.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Louisville fans, man, you didn't play anybody. You didn't play anybody. You bums sat there with the all-clown conference and tried to pretend that you had a better schedule, and I just proved it, and that was ESPN straight the schedule. Arkansas number one. Eat it.
Okay, so it's a Wednesday. We're getting you ready for the Governor's Cup here on The Take on ESPN 680-1057. We have Auburn and UConn. Auburn, of course, will beat Kentucky a couple times if they play this
season.
I'm kidding. James Strebel's here. I'm Andy Sweeney. Jack Grossman. There we go. We're all here to start today's show. But I look down, and I've been away from the computer for 10 minutes, okay?
That's not very long.
Well, no, it's not. So I need to know if this actually happened or not.
Okay.
A texter says that Bruce Feldman has clapped back at Lachlan McClain.
Whoa!
And Jack, I need to know, can you look this up?
I'm looking it up.
As Bruce Feldman has made it his job to get Mark Stoops another job, but I actually have a little bit of insight on that. So we'll get to that.
Oh, yeah, because
it's real.
Oh, is it real?
Oh, it's real.
So this game means a
Mark
lot to Stoops.
Stoops, goodbye.
All right, do we want to hear
Neil Brown,
no,
who sucks.
No, not Neil Brown.
Stoops is gone. 2679680.
That's the way to start up. Thanksgiving Eve.
So would you like to hear the call and response between Locke and Bruce Feldman?
All right, so let me set things up. Let me just set up everything.
Set the tape.
4379680. Jack alleges his mother got a turkey for $1 a pound. We will discuss that because if so, it's the greatest deal in the history of Thanksgiving.
She apparently got one for 10 cents a pound last year.
Besides our ancestors pillaging a country that they did not find.
Right.
They just happened to land on.
Other than that.
Besides the free country, a ham, a turkey for $1 a pound.
Pretty good
so
deal.
So we will dive into that. Pat Forty will join us at 4 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
And you know our guy, Rick Bozich, WDRB, will join us at 5 o'clock, 437-9680, the UPS Jobs text line. We're at the home studio. Like I said, we got a little college hoops going right now.
Oh, yeah.
We got a little UConn leading 29-24 with 6 minutes to go in the first half in the battle for Atlantis with 16 people in attendance. So we're feeling good.
You don't know Dan Dockage this year bragging about watching his wife walk around in a bikini. Like he did in previous years.
Only you would remember that
because you love women.
You love bikinis and women.
No.
Only you would remember that. Only you.
Probably.
The battle for Atlantis two years ago. Dan Dockage talking.
Every year. He called it every year. And
all right.
One thing
I'll believe you.
I just love this place because my wife is in a bikini. Like every game he called in the battle for Atlantis.
Say that, Jack.
And it was like, what?
So anyway, Jack doesn't know anything about college basketball. That's been established on this show.
Yeah.
That we can dive into. The Governor's Cup got a bunch of stuff, obviously, on that college football playoff. Cincinnati is in, so they better not whine. They better go make the Final Four now.
Let's go, yeah.
Or they should fire Luke Fickell before he leaves them. So anyway, 4379680. But we open today, with a little bit more. And I wasn't going to lead with this, and then I got thinking. I really wasn't.
Okay.
I, Bruce Feldman, and I'm, of course, now I'm stumbling and trying to find it here.
I got it if you want me to read it.
Well, he wrote a piece. Have you guys read the piece?
I saw the tweet.
So you haven't read the piece. By the way, my internet's not working, and it's the home studio, which is not good for anything that's happening right now, Jack. So if we just fade off into the distance, like Rick Pitino's career, UCLA season,
my take on Gonzaga,
like any of that as it fades away. So anyway. He put out there that it's real, that over the last week, it's real. So I text a buddy, an LSU booster, if you will.
Oh, yeah, I forgot you had that booster. You had that connection.
And he's a, you know, he's a big message board guy, too, but he's like, they're starting to condition LSU fans. Can you accept it if you land with Mark Stoops?
So who knows what's going to happen?
Who knows
a
what's going
conditioning.
A little conditioning, a little shampoo, a little bit of conditioning, if you will,
now,
as it pertains to Mark Stoops. So what did Bruce Feldman tweet out this morning? What did Lachlan McClain tweet out two times? And what is the clapback, Jack Grossman? Go ahead.
Alrighty, Bruce Feldman at 11:27 a.m. tweets, Kentucky's Mark Stoops beat UF and LSU this year. He's won at a place that has only won more than eight games four times in the previous century. Plus years, hearing some buzz out of LSU that he's a strong candidate there.
Okay. Now I want to pause. I have been consistent that I did not think that was going to be the case.
Right.
That I have been thinking right along that Kentucky football would have Mark Stoops. Next year, they would be paying Mark Stoops more. There would be different terms on both sides to the contract. Coordinators that did not get, you know, bumps elsewhere would be paid handsomely, especially if you win on Saturday, and even more so, doubly especially, if you win over a team that matters in a bowl game.
Yeah.
That matters. That does not include, by the way, the Music City Bowl,
which no
Kentucky fan cares about. Good luck, PR department there. Good luck, boxcar PR, figuring that one out in Kentucky.
Trying to sell that one to everybody,
okay. So that, you know, and then today, it's real. The tentacles of this might not be one big joke, even though I'm not ready to buy that.
Sure.
And so when anything Kentucky happens that might be good, if anyone praises anything that has happened at Kentucky, whether that be basketball, whether that be football, whether that be the rifle team,
the national championship volleyball team,
a national championship team, it does not matter. Locke will fly in and do the predictable thing. And it's funny, and we love it.
Yes.
And so, what did Locke clap back at one Bruce Feldman of The Athletic?
He quote tweets it and says, how do you write this sentence? Quote, won SEC Coach of the Year honors in 2018 and has only kept building at UK since, end quote. He followed 2018 with, all caps, back-to-back losing records in SEC play. Mm-hmm. That's kept building? I respect Bruce, but his analysis of Stoops is absurdly shallow.
There's a lot. When Locke says something nice, hey, Jack, you're a nice guy, but you eat too much. Hey, Sweeney, you're a nice guy, but you're a fat ass. Hey, Strieble, you're a nice guy, but you... By the way, Strieble, I had a dream last night you were in it.
Really?
And I still remember it.
That's interesting.
You were vividly in it.
What was I doing?
There was nothing sexual.
Oh, God, that's good.
There was nothing like that. It was about the show. And
wow.
It was vivid. Like,
wow.
I think you know how you forget things, and then as you go...
Sure.
I think throughout the day,
and it pops in your head.
I still remember enough that we can get some content out of it.
I can't wait for this. I like this a lot.
Hey, you're a great dog, but you bark too much.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? I mean, there's always something with Lachlan McClain.
There's always a caveat. There's a pivot. There's something else.
Part of me, though, I have a feeling... part of me agrees with him about what Bruce Feldman is saying.
Fair enough.
So anyway, so that's what he said. Now, give us the rest of the story and I'll shut up.
All righty. So Lach tweeted at 1:14. At 2:33, Bruce Feldman replies... Hi, Lachlan. This is why. UK consistently had recruiting classes ranked in the 30s before then. In 2020, they were ranked 25. This year, their class is ranked number 16. They've been beating bigger schools for top recruits in recent years now that they have a track record.
There was no clapback from Locke.
Is that
That's it?
There's no clapback from Locke.
I'm a little disappointed
that hit dead. Yeah, that hit dead.
Yeah.
That hit dead.
I thought he'd have something snarky to say.
It was, I mean, the texter let us, the texter lied. I should block this texter.
Yeah, you should.
Texter,
I'm first
yeah, you should be blocked for leading. Man. I trusted you with good content, and there we are.
I wanted to call Locke like a fake journalist or something like that, you know, something spicy.
Well, he's not a journalist.
He's a fake journalist.
No, he's not. He
pretends to be one on TV.
No, he's not. When you read off a teleprompter, that's not journalism.
But in his mind, he thinks
he doesn't
journalist.
Do stories like John Bull.
I'm with you.
There's nothing about it that's close.
That is
close to journalism.
But if you would ask Locke,
he doesn't think he's a journalist.
I think he does.
No,
he doesn't. The way he opines about Spectrum,
Jack,
all
do you
the
have
time,
do you have Locke's number?
I do.
Text him and says, "Do you consider yourself a journalist?"
Okay, I think
say
that's fair.
Say Strebel wants to know.
Yeah, I do want to, because I figured if
Strebel
you asked
wants
him, like,
to know, leave me out of it.
What do you do? I think he'd say a newsman. So, are you a journalist? Yes, I could totally see Locke doing that.
Okay, so we got to start here then. We were texting before the show.
Well, yeah, you and I were. Yes, I was very angry.
You're showing a little Louisville fan today. Why are you angry? And Mark Stoops playing this game. And Daddy Mitch is going to pay him, and you're going to love him.
That's not
and
why
you're
I'm
all going to love up on him. What? You're
that's
acting like a Louisville fan right now.
No,
yeah,
that's
you
not
are.
Why I'm mad.
Give me an L's up.
I'm mad because, look, and this is a lazy take, and people are babbling over it on Twitter already. But it's just the fact that it just feels like he wants so bad to be begged to stay.
No, he maybe wants to leave. Maybe he wants to leave.
And maybe that's the case. I didn't think that
that's what it is.
I wouldn't think LSU would want him. Like, he's a fine coach at Kentucky.
When you and your wife went on a pause, even in somewhere in your mind, you had to think that it was over. You had to. You're a human being.
Yeah.
Right? If me and my wife split up for a day, I would think it's over.
You're like, little part of you, maybe a little piece of you.
It can just be 1%.
Sure.
It can be a half of a percent. It can be 0.01 of a percent.
Yeah.
But it's there, somewhere embedded inside you.
Yeah.
And that's what's happening here. You're scared.
I'm not scared at
Stoops
all.
Stoops is like an old trusty watch. You look down at the watch.
He is a trusty watch. It's a great way to describe
he
him.
He works.
Yeah, he works.
Okay.
He won't let you down most of the time.
Right?
You don't mind if he plays a battery every once a while.
There is a Stoops goof at once every few months.
Exactly.
Sometimes you leave a wide receiver uncovered two times in a game, and you lose to a coach in Greg McElwain, who does have large front teeth, and he humped a shark, allegedly.
Yeah, he did the dead fish motion.
He did the dead fish motion.
The
but mean, that's what it, but you don't want, as much as you
I'm
wouldn't
not
mind
scared
getting,
of him leaving.
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm really
not. You got a little Louisville fan in you today.
You got
a little biscuit.
It just feels like to me, it's like, and maybe he does want to leave. Maybe it is real. But it just feels like, man, he's got a lot of at stake now. Like,
he's got nothing at stake.
Oh, I disagree.
Stoops has got nothing at stake.
If he wants to leave that bad,
he
lays an egg against Louisville.
Doesn't matter.
And you
LSU will give him the job.
I don't think so.
LSU, if he lost on Saturday.
That bum Bob Satterfield and that bum ass 6-5 Louisville team.
If he beats Bob Satterfield, it means nothing.
No, because he needs to do that.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does. He's supposed to. He has a better team. He's 8-3. That bum squad is 6-5. You go out and lose to that dork, then LSU's going to go, he just lost to Louisville? Ugh. An ACC team, his biggest rival? Ugh.
Doesn't matter.
It does matter.
I'm telling you,
he can't lose to Bob Satterfield.
If LSU wants to hire Stoops and pay him $6-7 million,
on that.
He already lost to Mississippi State in a I mean, LSU looks at their losses.
They respect
and is banking.
ACC.
No, they don't. They don't respect
SEC.
Mississippi State.
They respect
they
a lot more than Louisville.
No, they don't.
Nobody
in
the SEC respects Louisville.
I would agree with that.
ACC outside of Clemson. No, if he goes out and lays an egg, he's going to look like a buffoon. He's going to look like a straight-up clown.
A rich buffoon.
Yeah, but he'll get more money for Kentucky, but he's still going to look like a dope.
Yeah.
And then he'll be like, I'll never get to leave. They'll never want me again because of Bob Satterfield. That's exactly what's going to happen. So his ass better win Saturday. If he wins on Saturday and leaves, God bless you. I don't blame you for taking LSU. I won't be mad at all. No, win this effing game.
You'll be mad.
No, I will not be.
You'll be
mad.
Something.
If he leaves, I'll be fine. It's whatever. I'll be like Mitch Barnhart. Get your booty and gear and get a coach.
Neil Brown.
Not Neil Brown. Not named Neil Brown. But Stoops better win Saturday. Because if that bum loses Saturday, you know exactly what's going to happen. Everyone's like,
mark all this.
You know
Jack.
What's going to happen. It's going to be, well, he was too focused on getting other jobs. He didn't have his team ready to go. He better be ready for that smoke. Because all that smoke's coming. It's already started. That battle's already being waged on Twitter. His butt loses Saturday.
What's going on Twitter? I haven't followed as closely the last couple hours.
Team's losing focus. Stoops is
the team's losing focus.
Yes.
Who said that? Roland? Did Roland say that?
I don't know. This Twitter gas.
Did Travis Graff say that?
I don't know. Twitter gas bag.
Who said that?
I don't know it specifically, but people are like saying
it was a Roush.
There's this argument going on about how focused he is on beating Louisville, how focused the team is with all this coaching carousel stuff going on. So that's what I'm saying. The stakes are much higher now. He wants to put his name out there for big boy jobs, then go win the damn game. And if you lose that game and you don't get hired, don't come crying to anybody else. Shut up.
Yeah, but you'll get money. No, he's going to go cry right back to the AD.
Yeah, he'll go cry with his tail tucked between his legs.
Who's going to get
Mitch?
Yeah, he's going to get whatever. He's going to get whatever he wants.
Yeah, he'll have a little tail tuck. Yeah, a little tail tuck.
They'll be tucking.
Yeah, there'll be some tucking.
Jack, you ever tucked? tuck?
No.
I'm just saying, get ready. He. If he wins Saturday, he wants to leave. He gets the money.
You don't think they're winning Saturday?
I'll help him.
Do you?
No, I do think
they're
winning.
You sound nervous.
Something's going on with you. I don't know what's going on with you.
You're not chesty today.
He wants to play this big bad game.
No, you're doing the Louisville fan thing right now.
He wants to play the chess.
This is what you do.
I'm not going to cry if he leaves.
Do you think he wants out of Kentucky or do you think he wants a raise?
I think he obviously wants a raise. More likely, I think he wants a raise in an indoor facility. I think this is all a part of a game that he's playing.
Understandable.
If you want to play that game,
understandable.
Your ass better have results.
Well, let me say this. We haven't brought up the what if he really, really wants to leave.
And I don't know that. There's never been any, like...
Well, he's not going to tell you. No,
he's not going to tell
you. He's playing the game smarter than the Louisville coaches did.
Yeah.
Well, many of them. Charlie Strong, Donnell Smith, Bobby Petrino, twice.
No, he's playing the game well. I'm not going to take that away from him. But it's just, it's one of those times, it's like, you save this for after the result. If you beat Louisville, before the bowl game, that's when you do it. You don't do it the eve of the biggest game of your season, and it is the biggest game of the season, because this game writes the final chapter
in
the story.
I would agree with that.
You're playing with fire with this. You do this on the eve of the biggest game of the season, and you go out and you lay a clunker.
I agree with that.
Dude, the post-game show will be lit. It's going to be lit if they win, but if he goes out there and pulls a bum card and loses that game, he will get no mercy. And those KSR callers, hey, Mark Stoops, maybe you should have had your team focused on Malik Cunningham, stopping him instead of worrying about what's in Baton Rouge. That's exactly what's going to happen. So he wants to play this game, fair enough. But you better win. You want to play the game, you better win the damn game.
What did you do today? You're wound up today.
We did a lot of cleaning.
A little cleaning?
Yeah, because...
the family coming to your house?
Coming to our house.
Oh, yeah, boy.
So they're coming to our house.
Tomorrow?
Tomorrow. So we did a little cleaning. Okay. Then I watched Michigan State,
Loyola Chicago.
Yeah, I watched that entire
game. Who's the coach at Loyola Chicago, Jack?
It's Denzel Valentine's brother.
Yes.
Nice.
Yes.
Yeah.
Drew
he
Valentine.
Looks just like him.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah. I mean,
there we go.
For a bit there, I was like, Denzel Washington? I thought he was.
Denzel Valentine's one of the biggest busts in the NBA ever.
Yeah. I was like, I thought he was still in the NBA.
I actually dislike that. I actually dislike him.
You do?
I dislike Denzel Valentine.
Is he still with the Bulls?
I don't know. I just think.
Or the Cavs?
I just think.
No, he was drafted by the Bulls. I don't think he's.
I think he's a total bum.
Yeah.
How about that?
Well, they joked in the tournament that year against Middle Tennessee State.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, it's a 2-seed. Everyone went nuts. Like, oh, Michigan State should be a 1-seed. Then they lost in the first round.
They lost, yeah. It was great because no one likes Tom Izzo except for the media.
Right. Is Kentucky a stepping stone job?
Yes,
I can't wait to do, Jack, the same things that we've done for U of L. I did ask,
Kentucky. With that. I don't think Kentucky – I think Kentucky fans aren't as insecure about their football program.
I agree with
Louisville
that, but they're going to be in their feelings.
There'll be some in their feelings.
They're going to be in their feelings.
I don't think it'll be the overwhelming majority, but I think there'll be many in their feelings, but I don't think you'll have the struggle of stepping stone
Strieble,
job.
You're going to get in your feelings.
I'm really not.
If he left, he's taking him with him. He's taking the coaches and the recruits with him.
Okay.
Okay is the answer.
That's exactly what's going to happen.
In my feelings. If he were to leave, that recruiting class ain't going to be 16 anymore.
Marion Brown recruit or
4 o'clock today.
It's 4 o'clock.
Dankey won't come.
3 o'clock.
He's overrated. Anyway. Barry Brown. I mean, honestly, Barry Brown. I mean, you would admit he's overrated.
Who,
I mean,
Dane Key?
No, Barry and Brown.
No, he's not overrated. Yeah. Alabama wants him. He's not
well,
overrated.
No, if Alabama wanted him, they'd get him.
I disagree. There's yeah, some,
I mean, he wouldn't
Nick
choose.
Saban
if Alabama really wanted him, he wouldn't be. He would not choose
Nick
to go
Saban
to Kentucky's
get
offense.
Every player he wants.
No, he from
he
Kentucky.
Wanted, he wanted Bum Puma Pass.
He did,
and he went to Louisville
because
again.
There's an
bum
offer
Louisville
doesn't
bum
mean that.
No, he had no. Remember that? I remember listening to them on the radio.
Oh,
he
man.
Was in Saban's office 24 hours ago. Saban was begging. So if that's true, which I don't have any reason to believe it's not true. He doesn't. He even loses recruits.
There's no chance you believed that when it happened.
You're going to be in your feelings when Vince Merrill says, "See ya, BBN. Let's have one more shot of Fireball at the Kaz Bar." You're
going to
load. You're
going to
load up, Kellen. You're going to go up there. Not the other two kids. Whatever their names are. You're going to load up, and you're going to go there. He's taking Summerall with him. He's taking Cohen with him. Maybe. He's taking Brad White with him. He's taking the guns with him. What he thinks he needs, and he's going to ride off into the sunset. And you're going to be left with the 73rd recruiting class. Barry and Brown's going to end up at Georgia, and that's the way it's going to be.
Well, I thought he's overrated. How's he going to end up at Georgia if he's overrated?
Well, Georgia doesn't have wide receivers.
Oh,
as you
what
can
it is?
Tell.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
they struggle.
Yeah.
He's not a running back.
Yeah,
he's not a running back.
The country.
Yeah, he's not a running back.
Okay, all right.
And you're going to be stuck in that, and you're going to have the 73rd right. class, and you're going to bring in Neil Brown.
No, they're not.
He's
going to
set off an alarm.
Now,
every
I won't be my feelings if
every
they
time
hire
you
Neil
score,
Brown.
I can't wait for it.
Now, if they hire Neil Brown, I'll be upset. But, no, if Stoops leaves, I won't be upset. It is what it is. You move on. Hire somebody, Mitch. You got all that money. Hire somebody. That's going to be my view of it.
I've had someone tweet me this. Matt Zenitz. Zenitz.
Mm-hmm.
Zenitz.
Who's that?
Has said that a name possible for the Akron job. Bobby Petrino.
Yes!
I guess we got to become an Akron fan.
Bring him back to the area,
Jack,
Ohio.
If that happens, here's what we do. You buddy up with the SID at Akron. We get the link to the press conference. We infiltrate the press conference
yes.
and do something that makes awful announcing.
Absolutely.
Or maybe have Jack go cover some Akron football.
There we go.
Yeah, I'll travel up to Akron.
Is LeBron James, does he go to their games?
Oh,
kid from Akron.
He's an Ohio guy.
He's an Ohio kid, if you didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't know that. He liked the Browns and then he liked the Cowboys. I don't know.
The fear, Jack. A little bit of fear.
I'm not fair.
A little bit of fear on a Wednesday. A little bit of angst on a Wednesday.
The only thing I care about right now is beating Scott Satterfield. That is it. I don't care where Stoops goes. I don't care about any of these jobs. You win Saturday,
then we'll talk. There we go.
I don't care.
Okay.
Beat these bums,
and
then we'll talk.
Texas says, I'm just curious how much money Feldman is making while he's the only one who continues to push the narrative of Stoops leaving. We'll ask Pat Forty at 4 o'clock what he thinks is real and what is not real as it pertains to that. Texas says, Goodwin's going to flip to Louisville when Big Dog bolts.
No, he's not going to flip. He'll flip to Alabama or A&M.
He doesn't have the technique.
He never had the offer.
No.
He didn't have a little until the very end. Didn't Big Nell try to lob a Hail Mary at the very end?
Yeah, because Big Nell's a good coach.
He's better than Ledford.
We've already established that yesterday. Biscuit established that, actually.
He did, yeah.
Biscuit. How about that?
Yeah.
Texas says, Strebel 1,000% doesn't believe the Cats are winning on Saturday.
I do, too. I do believe they're winning on Saturday, 1,000%. I'm not scared of your team. I'm not. They shouldn't. My team shouldn't be either. I'm not scared of Louisville. Not one bit.
Texas says, Keontae Goodwin to Louisville? Texas says this would cripple our program.
It would not. Stop it. Cripple the. Now, that does sound like a Louisville fan. It'll cripple our program. No, it won't. It won't cripple the program.
Texas says Stoops isn't going to LSU. You're a joke. He isn't going where you lose 5 and you're out.
That's kind of
like
what
he does here all the time.
That's kind of what I think.
Thank you for that eloquent.
That's why I can't believe the LSU fans tweet. Really like, yeah, this guy, we'll take him.
Texas says Buttermilk's going to be the size of Rob Ryan within a year if he goes to LSU.
Now, if he went 10-2, then I would think we'd have a discussion. I honestly believe that. I think if he went 10-2, we would have a real discussion about him not being here. But 8-3, no.
Texas says he's gone pig rig.
There it is. No, he's if he's gone, he's gone. But I don't believe
he's gone, Steve.
I think it's all smoke and mirrors, like we talked about the other day.
Stoops is dumb if he leaves Kentucky.
I think he's dumb, but I don't think he's a smart
I think Mark Stoops wants to leave.
Why do you think that?
I'll tell you after the break.
Okay.
How's
okay.
that?
Yeah, that's good. I think you
like
might
that
agree with this. Actually.
Okay.
I
well,
think,
you don't know what I'm going to say. How about that? You don't know what I'm going
to
say.
I don't know what you're going to say, but okay. I have an inkling.
I mean,
I'll
not,
see if I'm
there,
right or
there's
wrong.
Not many that creative things to say about Kentucky football.
Or Mark Stoops.
Yeah, or Mark Stoops. I mean, it's not like I'm coming up. I'm not Mike Greenberg here, okay? We're not coming up with something great. 437-9680. We'll take a break. It's the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. Do you have any Thanksgiving Day tips?
I've got seven of them on
you have
my
seven,
notes.
Oh, my app. Goodness. Jack, during the break, can you find like a gobble gobble? On YouTube.
Yeah.
Just a gobble gobble. By the way, Houston leads Oregon 41-19.
Oregon's so bad.
They stink that bad this year?
I know. Apparently. Cause
I mean, they lost last night.
Lost
too,
last night. That was St. Mary's. BYU killed them last week.
Yeah, as I say, that'll be three losses.
Well, that's because those guys are 33.
Yeah, they are.
They're balding. They all look older than Brian Cardinal.
Wow, that's saying something,
How is that? You like that?
Little Brian,
that's a great reference.
Brian Cardinal on a Wednesday.
Wasn't his nickname the janitor? Because he cleaned everything up?
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I figured that's what you were going for. I don't know. Was Brian
was
Cardinal's
wrong.
Nickname the janitor?
It was some white Purdue player that looked old. Was the janitor.
I mean, that's,
well,
that's
all
basically
the whole team.
It's the state of Indiana when it comes to basketball. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know. I watched last night. Miller Kopp is so bad. I understand why Jack hates him.
Yeah.
He had that big dub last night.
It's just
though.
The way he moves.
Jackson State.
It's just his face and the way he moves.
Yeah. It's not,
it really
there's
is.
Nothing really likable about it.
You watch any of Indiana last night?
No.
Okay.
No, I watched Gonzaga LSU, though.
I stayed up
or,
for
no,
some
UCLA,
of it.
UCLA, sorry.
UCLA.
I watched
a little bit.
Watched
you watched Bellarmine?
Game. No. I didn't get home till like 9.
Never mind. We'll get to that. Why I think Stoops leaves, we'll talk about that next. Governor's Cup, we'll talk about that next. Louisville Angles, the podcast that Jack was on with Jeff Greer, we can dive into that. I Had a Dream. Strebel was in it. And a Thanksgiving predicament. We do all of that. It's coming up next. We got Pat Forty at 4 o'clock. Rick Bozich at 5 o'clock. It's The Take on a Wednesday.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases, tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
CardNation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Honey, let's go to bed.
And James Strebel.
No, I gotta read these Matt Jones tweets real quick, because I'm mad! I'm mad!
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
All right, so if you heard that Sports Center update, it was funny. But also you heard the Governor's Cup coverage right here on 680-1057 on Saturday, 5:30, 4:30 over on 93.9 DeVille. Blank and Baker, by the way, he said today on with Diener, they're hiding Blank a little bit.
Really?
For his safety.
They're afraid
it's
something may happen to Blank.
It's being couched as to keep him warm. So he's in like a back VIP section, Jack.
Oh, so he won't be accessible?
Yeah, so I don't think he's going to be accessible to the crowd.
Oh, man. What if I wanted to walk up into the alley?
I don't think you're going to be able to
and
see
say
him.
Hello.
I don't think you're going to be able to
Strebel,
see
are
him.
You are you a VIC, a very important cardinal?
Here's the thing.
I'm the least important.
Here's the thing. If he wanted to be out amongst the people, he could. That's all.
Yeah, I kind of do, too. Like, no one's going to bother him.
I kind of want to cancel the show, Blank. I got to be honest.
He might get a little heckling.
I got it. Well, that's what this is all about.
Exactly.
He heckles for a living.
Yes.
Like, right now, he's making money literally heckling.
He's the main heckler.
As are you.
Absolutely.
To a certain extent.
Hell yeah, I am.
Are making money to heckle.
I'll be walking around out there. I'm not worried about it.
You and Justin Jeffries looking big.
Exactly.
Looking like the big, like a washed up big blue wall.
The very washed up.
Very washed up.
One of us was a part of the big blue wall. The other was a part of the big tiger wall.
When they were, I mean, Jeffries, they weren't the big blue wall.
They were not. Not with Jeffries. Yeah, I mean, no.
You don't have to suck up to him.
He's not sucking up to him.
He's not a big blue wall member.
He's not.
No offense to him.
He's just a Kentucky guy.
Texas says, LOL, Jack Sports Center. Texas says, what the bleep was that?
There they go, Jack. Yeah,
Texas says, hail Mark Few.
Hail Mark. Oh, what a terrible text.
Texas says, John Gruden is looking for horse farms in Lexington. Texas says, Piggy Stoops is going to go wee, wee, wee all the way home.
I do like that text. They won't put up that waddling down in Baton Rouge.
Yeah, they will. They'll put up with anything.
Win
10 games.
He won't.
Texas says, why is Calipari so scared to play in the battle for Atlantis?
I don't know. Ask Cal. You know what, Jack? Next time you cover a game, are you covering Friday's game?
No, not Friday, but Monday.
Okay. Ask him why he's scared of playing in the battle for Atlanta.
Oh, so I have confirmation from my mom. It was a 99-cent per pound turkey at Costco.
How did she do that?
At Costco. She said it was a fresh butterball turkey. 99 cents per pound.
Butterball.
Wow.
Yes.
Huh.
Texas says the big blue wall is going to look like Issel's teeth back in the ABA days.
I don't think so. I don't even know the names of anybody. I mean, Amir Abdullah's good.
Texas says hiding in the alley. We got to find out now what's going on.
I'm curious. He didn't
expound on it. I don't know the whole story here. I have incomplete information, but the information I do have, I don't like.
Yeah, I don't like it
either. You understand what I'm saying? I don't like it.
I mean, is Lottie doing this? Is she the one kind of like trying to? I'm not blaming her.
I have no idea.
Is she concerned for Blankenbaker? That's what I want to know. To like get him away from things? And
are they like, we just need to make sure we get through this hour?
Exactly. And I do love things peaceful in the alley. It's a peaceful area.
There is a part of this where it's like BBN has become Al-Qaeda here.
People are acting like
they're just fights break out.
Like we're going to infiltrate.
Yes, we're just joking when we talk about Diener being punched in the face at the caboose. All of that's a joke. I really don't think nothing's going to happen to Blank.
No.
You might get an L's down thrown at you.
Someone might yell a cuss word. Oh, no. Yeah, no one's heard that before.
Blank is in a war. I mean, this is the life that he chose. It's not us to tell him to go to the VIC area.
No.
We got to figure out something.
I know.
Man.
I'm a little
disappointed. Find out what's going
I'm
on here.
I'm kind of sad. I wanted to pop on, maybe say hello, and you know, say hello to Card Nation, but I guess I won't be able to do that now. What a shame.
Texter says, I'm listening on the radio and you guys keep cutting out. Thank you.
No, thank you.
Texter says, play the Rummage Big Blue Wall sound. I mean, we got an entire folder of him making fun of the offensive line.
Which is great. Which would make, like, Kentucky racking up 250 yards, 300 yards rushing on them even more gorgeous. With all that sound of Rummage making fun of the offensive line.
Gorgeous.
That he wishes he had. I mean, Rummage is, like said, like, that's a good offensive line. He wishes he had our offensive line. Just think
not
the magic.
Anymore he doesn't.
Just think of
not
the magic that McNeil could do with that offensive line.
Not anymore he doesn't.
I disagree.
I think Louisville fans think their offensive lines ain't too far behind yours.
Well, they're mistaken.
I don't know what to tell you.
They're very mistaken.
Louisville fans think
they block Syracuse.
They don't have a Darian Kennard.
No,
they have more quality 1-8 than you do.
That disagree.
Okay,
100,000%.
I'm just telling you. Yeah. I'm just relaying the information.
Again, they block Syracuse and Duke, and they think they have a badass offensive line. Good. They block 3-star recruits, 2-star recruits, and they have this great offensive line. I mean, does Duke have a 4-star on the roster? But you know, but tell me again how great their offensive line is with blocking bumps. The bum bump happened, and they're reveling in it, and they're going to get smacked in the face with reality. The bum bump is fake, and you're all going to figure that out on Saturday. And then you got to stay in Louisville this morning. I'll wake up.
We can.
You want me to hold on to that?
Yeah,
let's hold on to that.
Okay.
Because they embarrassed themselves today. Louisville, you're our guy or guys or whoever you are, but you were a complete embarrassment this morning. I mean, an embarrassment. Taylor Swift memes. How old are you? What the hell are you doing? I mean, this is a man's sport. This ain't Taylor Swift. Are you 12? My daughter likes Taylor Swift. She's 7.
Man.
She'd use a Taylor Swift meme. She's 7.
Oh.
There are adults in the room.
It's a man's sport. Jack, what's he doing right now?
I am in awe right now. This is two days in a row where at this exact time, I don't know what to do. He's made the mixtape.
Yeah, like, I don't know what to do. Like, how do I go? We teased me telling you why I think Stoops would want to leave. And then, yes, the blog Estate of Louisville, they embarrassed themselves, whoever posted that.
Yeah.
And but they kept it up, but they got crushed by everybody, including their own fans, and rightfully so.
Yes, it was terrible.
They self-owned themselves. But the thing is, you're doing that content, which I was going to do in the 4 o'clock hour.
Still, I got
you're,
more.
I know, but you're doing that content. Not many people know what you're talking about, so the only way would be for me and Jack to explain it, and then we do the segment, and then it's done.
Sorry. Well, okay. Well, I can hold on for later. I still got more. I got more. I'm good. I'm feeling good today. We can hold on to that. It just popped in my head.
Oh man. Texas says, does Butterball ever sell non-fresh turkeys?
I don't know.
Texas says almost went for the 49-cent a pound. I was too scared. I bought the 250 a pound. I hear you, man.
Yeah, you got to.
I hear you.
Spend a little extra money, make sure you get quality.
Texas says Duke had Danny Dimes.
They did. They were good at one point. Not this year.
Danny Dimes looks like a white guy you would call Danny Dimes.
yes, he does. Wears that name well.
It's predictable, but I also have a question for you.
Okay.
Mark Stoops, I mean, the narrative would be, if he went to LSU, like Charlie going to Texas. It would be like that, okay?
100%.
I wonder in all of this, and this is the way I'm starting to feel, that I'm going to ask this question and bring it back all together, okay? Why, it's a word salad, don't worry. Why does Stoops feel the need, if it is him, his agent, you know, pushing this to Bruce Feldman a little bit more, why would he feel the need to play the game? We haven't talked about maybe there is real interest in Mark Stoops at the level of LSU. And even though some Kentucky fans, and even though me, like, I don't think he's LSU worthy.
Right.
They were just talking about Lincoln Riley, okay? And again, I ultimately do not think he'll be the coach. But we also don't know anything. We also thought, you know, 2 years ago, what was the Louisville football record we all thought they were going to be? I mean, people picking him to be in the ACC championship game. We don't know what's going to happen with the basketball teams. I mean, we're rarely around here. We send that
100%. Like, we're okay? all right all the time. So to act like
we would know how he would do at LSU, now, I think he would turn into Charlie Strong. Okay, I think he would win a lot more. I think he would win enough that it would keep him around, but I think ultimately he'd be around an 8-9 win coach or so at LSU. It wouldn't be good enough
in
4 or 5 years.
He would
be gone, and he would get to probably pick another job, unless it ended like Will Muschamp in disgrace. I say Will Muschamp, then he went to South Carolina and ruined them
as well. Yeah.
But why does he feel the need, if he's playing a game here, to play the game with the guy that gives him everything? Imagine this, Strebel, for you.
Yeah.
Imagine, now I'm not saying you do this,
right,
but if Kellen came to you and wanted Jordans, you got him Jordans. Hey, right. Dad, I want a PS5. You got a PS5. Like pretty much you ask
anything
him something.
Anything he wants, I got it.
That you guys are going to get for him.
Sure.
I mean, that's how I feel about Kentucky football. Mm. Kellen would just go to you. He wouldn't have to be sneaky. He wouldn't have to do all these things. He would learn that all he has to do is ask,
right,
not be an a-hole, and he's going to get
it. Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And so there, that's a little part of this. What we don't know is if there have been any sort of contract behind the scenes.
Disputes or anything?
Well, not a dispute, but maybe talks didn't start. You know, maybe Stoops wanted something middle of the season. Mitch Barnhart saying wait to the end. I'm just guessing. I have no inside information on this. And so it's like, okay, there's some interest here. Let's go. Of course, the other thing would be LSU. Maybe they want him. Maybe they have reached out. through back channels to somebody like Lincoln Riley, somebody like and fill in the blank,
sure,
Jimbo Fisher, and another guy or two, Lane Kiffin, and they're sitting there saying, okay, it's going to be what, Arenado at Baylor, you know, Mark Stoops, maybe they're on that level of a coach.
Mario Cristobal.
We're on that level of a coach, not a Lincoln Riley, level of coach. So it's, why does he feel the need for that? And then there is, I don't want to make, I'm not bashing Kentucky here, but the reality is the reality that you can't do the things there. Like, I don't know how they would become, I'm not saying Mark Stoops can do it. How do you become Georgia?
I feel like you can't.
And there's only, the reality is there's only a few places in college football that you can go and win a national title. And Kentucky's not one of those.
Sure.
And Louisville's not one of those.
No, I'm with
you. And LSU is one of those. So it has that Texas feel like Charlie Strong. And I think ultimately that might be a little bit how it would look for Mark Stoops if he did that. But, yeah, Mark Stoops is looking around saying, what else can I do here? Mm-hmm. The answer is you need to beat Georgia. And you guys see how close you are.
And it's
Georgia.
Not close. And it's not,
by the way, Lane Kiffin's going to Florida.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
If Lane Kiffin goes to Florida, I mean, now you're talking about potential, like Arch Manning would go to Florida. Like, you'd be talking about their offense. They would immediately become better than you.
Yeah.
And Josh Heupel stays at Tennessee. Like, Mark Stoops is trying to sell high here. Not that he doesn't. I mean, he is. So I think this is more, yes, does he want to raise? Does he want an indoor practice facility? Will his coaches this, that, and the other? Yes, all of that is true. Mm-hmm. And if he stays, he will get all of those things and more. But I think this time around, Mark Stoops feels like a hotter commodity. You can laugh. He feels like he probably feels like he's more ready. His resume is more ready.
Yeah.
And he's probably thinking right now, this time I want to go.
Because there's big-time jobs opening up.
This time I want to go.
And I'm a real candidate.
This time I want to go. And that ultimately all might be false. And he goes back and we rinse repeat in the next couple years, whatever it is. All those things interest me. But no doubt Mark Stoops is looking at it saying, I can't win a national title there. Two dopes. Ed Orgeron, meathead, and Les Miles won national titles there.
Right. Yeah, they are.
Don't act like these guys are just football savants.
They're not.
Ed Orgeron is a clown, was viewed as a clown until Joe Burrow and everyone saved his ass.
Yeah, Jamar Chase
and everyone. Right. One of the super teams, and good for him. He can recruit. You want him somewhere on the staff, just not as the head coach wearing the main headset.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
And Les Miles has turned out to be a dope and a grass openly on the sideline. Okay?
Every game.
So, I mean, men urinated and vomited on that grass.
Exactly.
So, there you go.
Now, I wonder if also a piece of that, and I'm saying this, that, and I'm not saying what you're saying is wrong, but I'm saying a piece of that may also be he's feeling a little unappreciated.
Oh, Lord heavens.
Do you think there's anything?
No. How would he be underappreciated?
You know how quickly he is, and then when you get a question, ask a question like, why didn't you beat Vanderbilt by more in the second half and some of these other performances?
No, I don't think. I, you know, I don't,
has anything
I,
to
I
do
don't
with
think
it at all.
So. No.
I kind of
I don't
do.
Think so.
I see, that was the, that's well, kind of where
ask,
I was going.
Let me ask you something.
Yeah.
If your wife were high maintenance, or husband.
Yeah.
I'm just throwing
you're
it out
significant
there. It's high maintenance.
Yeah.
I mean, breaking up, I mean, and that bothers you. You break up with them and find someone who's even more high maintenance. I mean, that's what you're saying.
Yeah, well,
I mean, Mark Stoops going to LSU.
He's
going to get more than one single question about Big Bad Vanderbilt.
But what if it's like, I'll show you. You don't like that? You don't like – I think there's a little bit of that in Stoops.
LSU's a top two or three job in the country.
No, I think that's the number one thing.
If you were leaving for something much less, if he were – if we were having the conversation about him
– like Mississippi State or something like
Michigan
that.
State,
yeah,
something
State,
like that. Even Iowa. If we were having the conversations of Iowa, I don't know about Florida State. I tend to Florida schools I put on a pedestal, but they've been a dumpster fire, and they hit – you know, they hired guys from Memphis.
Yeah.
Okay?
Well,
I mean, so, you know, they hired
– And Western Kentucky.
Yes.
Yeah. Western Kentucky guys, Memphis guys. To be fair, there was a little Oregon mixed in there, too. It wasn't like, you know, he just went straight from Western Kentucky.
Texas says you need offensive coaches if you're at LSU, to which I would say 100% agree. Mark Stoops, there would be in the budget $2 million to bring in an offensive coordinator.
And like a good one.
No doubt about it.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. I totally agree with that.
And the question is, you know, would a guy like Liam Cohen go, too? Because, I mean, you say what you want about the offense. I mean, he does have – the turnover issues or whatever, but it is vastly improved from what we've seen at Kentucky under Stoops. I mean, I think Liam Cohen's done a pretty damn good job there.
I look down at the text line.
Yeah.
That often gives us content.
It
and
does.
I see this guy. I'm confused. Who the bleep has UK beat that's good?
There it is. You know, because I mean, like, this is what just what drives it. I know it's an old, musty conversation and stupid banter.
Just stop. I can't even hear it.
I mean, God.
Texas says maybe Satterfield put that out as a distraction to try and beat the Cats.
What if it is? Satterfield. I like that. He's doing a little like covert operations, some cloak and dagger stuff.
Texas says, you know what? Bleep Stoops and bleep the rivalry is supposed to be hate week, and all we talk about is Louisville's junk schedule and Stoops going to LSU to become the next Charlie Strong.
There's a little truth in that.
I know. I 100% agree with that.
There's a little truth to that.
It has quite literally been the entire week so far.
Yeah. It's schedule talk, strength of schedule. And Mark Stoops, is it real?
Texas says, is he saying bum bump or bump bump?
No, the bum bump.
Same
texter. You got the bum bump.
Is the bump bump what Strieble is avoiding when he's on his lake vacation in the middle bedroom?
I wouldn't say I'm avoiding it.
It's avoiding you.
Yeah, exactly. It's the other way around.
Again, if you don't know, Strieble, they go to a cabin. Strieble's mother-in-law sleeps on one side of him, and his kids sleep on the other side of him.
In different rooms, not in the same room.
Yes, not all in the same bed. They are Kentucky fans, but
we don't do that.
They don't do that.
No.
But yes, to the room to the left is Grammy, and to the right are the kids. And he is in the middle. Again, it's an old cabin.
Yes.
It's creaky. Jack, it makes a lot of noise.
Doesn't have any AC.
They're thin wood walls.
Yeah.
You understand what's going on.
The bump.
Dexter says, I noticed the CJ reached out to several sports media members throughout the state for their prediction. Why didn't they ask Pig Daddy? It's a great question.
I'm not on their radar.
They didn't ask Diener either.
They didn't ask Diener. Whoa, hold on a second. They didn't ask Diener.
They shouldn't. He's not on Twitter.
Oh.
They probably sent it to one of his burners, though.
True Diener's burner number five.
The burner.
How come Drew
pick?
Diener beat Kentucky to win by 4 touchdowns?
42-10.
Yeah, Kentucky.
The cards stink.
Now I heard a rumor.
My God.
Is this true?
Well, we need to get to this. We'll get to this.
About who picked Kentucky to win?
We'll get to this.
Thank you for stopping me, because as you saw earlier,
don't want all the
I have
content.
A tendency yeah, to just blurt
it's
stuff
only 3:54.
Okay, you're right.
Let's take a break. 437-9680. What will Stoops do? Governor's Cup. And he's going to the Iron Bowl this weekend. So Pat Forty going to join us next.
Cool.
It's The Take. It's a Wednesday. Governor's Cup week on ESPN 680.